1 hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's Hockey Station. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Wade Johnson plays at right point. Strowman shoots. Good right pad save. Rebound. Palat scores. Kari Rommel stopped the point shot, couldn't control the rebound, and Andre Palat lifts it over his left leg into the open Flames net.
And the Flames fall 2-1 in overtime at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. A bit of a heartbreaker for the Flames as the Bolts tie the game late and then win it in overtime. It was a tough one to take if you're the Flames. Talking to Chris Russell on our post-game show last night, and when Jacques Cloutier stopped by on the post-game show as well. I mean, that one stung, yet I think you have to kind of be happy with the overall game. I thought when it's all said and done, the Flames played a pretty decent 63 minutes of hockey. And, you know, I kind of look at the bigger picture last night. I take a look at the overall game as opposed to the actual way and the timing of the goals. I thought it was such a close game that it probably deserved overtime. In the entire 63 minutes, or if you want to take the 3 minutes of overtime out of the equation, the entire 60 minutes of regulation, it was extremely close. And probably when it's all said and done, overtime is where this game belonged. And once you're there, kind of a coin flip. And in this case, the Tampa Bay Lightning come out with a victory. So I've had some things to build on from the Flames yesterday. That they played a pretty strong, pretty structured hockey game. And in a close, tight affair, they continued with the type of hockey they need to play. So I think some good things coming out of last night's 2-1 overtime loss. Pat Steinberg along with you as Hockey Central at Noon is underway, and today on the show we're kind of our thoughts are elsewhere. There's no doubt about it. It's a pretty tragic day in our nation's capital. So not only is that affecting the game between the Senators and the Maple Leafs because it's been postponed tonight, obviously, I think in this country, all of our focus and most of our thoughts are kind of what's going on in Ottawa. So, obviously, doing the show with that in mind. We'll hear from the TV play-by-play voice of the Carolina Hurricanes at 12:30. John Forslund will tell us why these guys haven't been able to win a game to this point, and later on, why Johnny Gaudreau's recent success has nothing to do with his healthy scratch, at least according to me. But right now, the color voice of the Calgary Flames, Peter Labardius, helps us kick off Hockey Central at noon today. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm well, pal. I'm well.
Yeah, well, that's good. A tough morning. I'm very saddened today. Wake up at about 8:30 this morning and turn on my television here in Regina, where I'm getting set to make my way down the highway to do a junior game tonight in Swift Current. And as an exceptionally proud Canadian and just, you know, very saddened by what's happened in Ottawa today. You know, someone losing his life in a very brave role. And, you know, I've been through that particular lobby on, you know, several occasions over the years and, you know, have stayed at one of those adjacent hotels to that Rideau Center. And It's kind of, it's been a very, very chilling morning, if you will, and just scary. I mean, I think we live in the greatest country in the world, and it's a very, very safe place, and I don't want to turn this into a news day, but I think it's you know, we get to play for a living, and again today we're reminded that sometimes it's not just about play, and it kind of makes me sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it's been a tough day, and obviously 660 News is where you want to go for all the developing updates out of Ottawa. It's kind of not our specialty, but
no.
We do the show today and the next 6 hours today with certainly what's going on in our nation's capital in mind, and kind of one of those days where, hey, you know what, this is why you come listen to sports, to get away from what's
Absolutely.
Going on in the real world, and that's kind of what sports is at its best, I believe. And I don't think there's a better distraction on the planet than being able to talk about some sports. So thoughts and prayers to everyone affected in Ottawa today. And again, that game between the Maple Leafs and the Senators in Ottawa has been postponed to a later date. He's Peter Labardius. And, you know, from a hockey perspective, a tough one last night if you're the Flames. But you kind of agree with my assessment, a close game that probably deserved overtime?
I absolutely do. And I think when the Flames break down the tape, and I'm sure they've been spending, you know, the better part of last night. And certainly when they arrived at the offices, the coaching staff today, there was a lot to like, Pat. I would suggest in many ways it was the second most complete effort of the season by the hockey team through its first eight games. And there was a lot to like. They played the type of hockey against, you know, despite the fact that they are very depleted with four key injuries, that's still a team that features one of, if not the best player on the planet, and they have great speed and great youth, and they really attack you with all of those things. And the Flames did so many good things that allowed them to be within, you know, 2 minutes and 16 seconds of winning a hockey game. So it's funny how the sports world works, Pat. You win some games, frankly, that, you know, maybe somebody's smiling down on you and you didn't deserve to. And then there's other nights, and I'm not saying that Tampa didn't deserve to win the game or that Calgary necessarily was better, but the Flames were, you know, a coverage mistake and potentially one chip out of their zone late in the game away from hanging on and winning that hockey game. But things have a tendency to even out, and you always have to remember one thing, the process. And I think it's really important, and if the Calgary Flames continue to play games like they did last night, we're going to see some really good results.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a game I think you can build on, because I thought it was a pretty button-down, structured hockey game. I think you have to like what you see from the Flames when they play a game like that. I mean, they didn't allow a ton of shots. They were able to, I don't think they neutralized Steven Stamkos, but they limited damage on that line, because Philpola, Stamkos, and Drouin were flying last night, but they didn't allow a ton of quality opportunities from them. I thought, all things considered, the structure of Calgary's game was pretty strong.
I think it was very strong, and that's why I feel positive about the way they played, because I remember having conversations, certainly even with the former coach of the Flames, Brent Sutter, who, you know, so many times used the word process, and that people can't always get caught up in just wins and losses. It's really about how you play, playing to your identity. And that's what you have to do over the long haul to be successful. So while it could have easily been 2 points, it's still 1 point and might have been the team's, you know, second most complete game of the year. So, you know, it was painful for sure to watch it end the way it did if you're a Flames supporter. But like you said, I think the overriding message is that is a game you can build from.
Your impressions of the Tampa Bay Lightning and your only eyes-on viewing that you'll get of them this year?
Difficult, just because of, you know, some of the players that didn't play. I mean, that's a different team, needless to say, for starters, with one of the game's emerging stars on defense in Victor Hedman, who was off to just a sensational start before he broke his finger in Vancouver on Saturday. I really like Killorn. I think he's, you know, one of the growing power forwards in the game. And Ryan Callahan, I still think back, and I remember we were together when that trade broke last year involving the right. Rangers and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And you probably remember my reaction because, of course, I mean, I always just hold back. I mean, you can never really tell what I'm thinking.
It's true.
So expressionless. But, you know, when I think about that particular, you know, trade, and then they were able to, you know, sign Callahan in the offseason to the long-term deal with two first-rounders on top of it, you know, last night may be hard to judge, but I will say this. After last night, I don't like that group going forward any less. There's a lot to be excited about with the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I sure didn't enjoy watching Jonathan Drouin play, and I know that, you know, that there were times when maybe he did try to do too much. There were times when maybe he tried to do things that he could get away with at the QMJHL level that he's not going to be able to get away with in the National Hockey League, and from that standpoint, I think it's nothing but a learning process for him. But man, he was flying. Some of the passes he made, there was one that I think that you described perfectly in the second period where you said, I don't know how Jonathan Drouin end, saw the man he was passing to from the blue line down at the end boards. I was really, really impressed with his first action that I've got to see in the National Hockey League. I thought it was really, really impressive.
Pat, he's a whale of an offensive talent. He's so gifted. His vision, hands, and playmaking ability are elite level. You just don't do the kinds of things that he's done. And granted, junior hockey is one thing and the NHL is another thing. But, you know, when you put up the type of points that he put up in his career in 3 years in Halifax, it is staggering. I mean, he had 41 points in 16 playoff games, not to mention 108 in 46 regular season games.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the thing is, I forget exactly what the numbers are. I want to say 340 plus and 240 plus regular season games in the Quebec League. Pat, I don't know if you remember this, but he didn't even start as a 16-year-old in Halifax. He was the second overall pick, you know, going into that year, and actually started in midget AAA because there was some concern that he wasn't even going to go the Quebec League route. So I want to say he started his 16-year-old season about 10 games in before those numbers could even be bigger. He's an exceptionally gifted offensive player. And again, we said it last night in Flames warm-up prior to the game, and we then had a chance to witness it. And yes, further to what my partner, Mr. Will, said, and I do agree. I mean, there was times that number one group of Stamkos, Drouin, and Filppula, who I thought may have been their best forward last night, was a little out of sync. I can't take, you know, my mind off of what Stamkos and Drouin might be down the road if it really works, because what a combination of vision and passing with, you know, the game's probably he and Mr. Ovechkin in terms of the game's best finishers.
He is Peter Labardius. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is Hockey Central at Noon on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We're live from the Scotiabank Saddledome today. And speaking of Stamkos and Drouin, how about that stop that Kari Ramo made on the two of them in overtime? And I know that the Lightning score shortly thereafter, but doesn't take away from the incredible stop that Ramo made on Drouin, robbing him on his potential first NHL goal. I know he only makes 20 saves last night, but Ramo once again had to be very strong, didn't he?